Hello and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness. This is actually your passport to personal holiness through God's holiness. We are now entering into week 19 of the journey. This week's anchor of holiness is entitled, Think Before You Speak. Feelings are gift wrapped in words. Once you have given them, you can't take them back. Well, I bet there have been times in your life when you have said something regretfully that you were just wondering, oh my goodness, if I had not said that, I likely would not feel the sense of guilt and overwhelming frustration. Believe it or not, that is a very common experience even among Christians. And I believe the Bible has a lot to say about it because it is, in fact, a common occurrence that we have got to master the victory over. There are actually 160 references to the word tongue in the King James Version. Well, this actually lets us know that to be able to be in control, to master that little member, as the Bible declares, is just a challenge for many of us. Well, this week I'm going to provide for you information on how you can have the opportunity to master mind over mouth. You see, as you and I learn to think before we speak, we will then become stronger in our walk with the Lord, and our faith will certainly win in the test. I'd like to have you call a great seriousness of attention to Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Again, that is Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Though there are many scriptures that deal with the concept of how to gain mind over mouth, I found that this particular scripture has such an inviting terminology that it has me to get to you what you need to be successful. It actually says that in order for you and I to get to the point of being successful in mastering, we've got to do a number of things. Well, the first thing it suggests to us is that we have to actually practice using soft answers. Well, that's not always possible when you feel so frustrated and you may be in a situation where you're feeling very vindictive. But the Bible declares that if we have a soft answer to some of the abrasion that we get in life, that it actually does turn away wrath. Because it says to us that when you and I begin to speak grievously or we speak from emotion, we actually stir up anger. And so what happens is, at the end, instead of being successful, we become much more frustrated and really the situation becomes much more caustic. Well, there's something else that it says here in that text. It lets us know that in order for us to be seen as wise, we've got to be able to use knowledge in the way that we communicate to others. We've got to get to the point that we can actually pay attention to what we're saying, the reason for what we're saying, and then what are going to be the results of what we say. It says here even in the second verse that the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. Well, what exactly is foolishness? Foolishness is actually the opposite of being able to use wise comments and wisdom as well as knowledge in the way that we communicate. Well, it's going to be very important for you to look very carefully at what verse 3 is saying to us. Sometimes in your point of trying to decide what to say, invariably you forget that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, and he's actually looking at you, and he's looking at me to determine how it is we're going to be effective uses of words and terminology that he has provided for us. And so we have always been mindful of the fact that God is always there listening and seeing what it is that we do. So then actually, to become whole and to have a wholesome tongue, and wholesomeness basically is conducive to well-being, or it shows the evidence of sound physical and mental health. Verse 4 tells us that a wholesome tongue actually is like a tree of life. It brings positives. It brings effervescence. It brings delight. It brings new life. It keeps and provides for us growth. And so, by contrast, it says that the perverseness of the tongue is like a breach in spirit. It breaks off personalities. It breaks us off from our relationship with God. It breaks us off from relationship with others. And so, this week, as you go through Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, I'd like to challenge you to begin to think about ways that you can actually come to a point of conversational wholeness. You see, when you think before you speak, it gives you an opportunity to apply the Word of God to what it is that you're about to say, and it makes you an example of a believer. Why, if you would look at James chapter 1, verse 26, it even says to us that the test of true religion is the fact that if we have not gotten to the point that we can bridle our tongue, it says that if we even seem religious and we cannot bridle our tongue, we deceive ourselves, and of course, our religion is in vain. But we don't want to ever get to that point. We really want to be examples of believers, both in spirit and in truth. And so for this week, I'd like to leave for you tips on how to become conversationally whole, how to gain conversational wholeness. Well, I'm going to ask you to write down the acrostics, or the letters M-I-N-D, for mind. And here are four tips for you to gain mastery over your mouth and my mouth, all of us together, mastery mind over mouth. How do we engage our thinking process? How do we engage our mind before we actually let loose our tongue? So, of the acrostic mind, M-I-N-E, the letter M is your first tip. Make every effort to control what you are mentally about to say. Think about it before you move it out, and then that way you're going to review the impact that it's going to have on others. So again, M is that you're going to make every effort to control what you're about to say by thinking about the impact that it's going to have on others. The second letter of the acrostic is I. I'd like for you now to investigate your motive for saying what you're about to say. Take the opportunity to sift out words that are like emotional thorns and daggers. You see, thorns in your words can actually hurt people, and daggers actually kill their spirit. So then I'd like for you to practice N. N says, never speak from the hurt, but always speak from the heart. You see, hurt becomes venomous, but heart brings about emotional healing and healing and faculties and emotional strength to both parties. And then finally, D, develop a practice of rehearsing your emotional responses in your mind before you let them out of your mouth. And so invariably what you're going to do is take an opportunity to think before you speak, because once the words are out, there is absolutely no way that you can take them back. And this is going to be a great week for you along the journey, learning how to master mind over mouth. Study in-depthly Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Also, make a note of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 17. This is going to give you how to gain a long life and how to have good days as you learn to master your tongue. So, I'd like for you to remember that if you have a friend who can actually use this same thought, perhaps you would just encourage them to log in to www.drdoritafield.com, go to the J2W Lessons tab, and then click there, and they'll find this along with other messages on how they can become whole through God's holiness. So, you're well on your way to foundational self-control. When you learn to master you, you can master your relationship with others. And so, until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.